It's time to reclaim control, not just of your law firm, but of your life. Welcome to the Law Entrepreneur Podcast. Discover how early adopters are leveraging cutting-edge legal tech and early adoption strategies to lead the industry while embracing work-life balance. Unlock the secrets to a thriving law practice and a balanced, happy life with the Law Entrepreneur Podcast.
Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 401 of the Law Entrepreneur. I'm back. You didn't think I was going to be gone all forever, did you? I'm Neil Tyra. I'm your host today, and I'm joined by my good friend, Sam Malai, who we're going to announce is going to be taking over the Law Entrepreneur and is going to be taking it to that next level, as Sam is so capable of doing with everything he touches. He takes it to the next level, the best level, best version of anything that it could be. And so we're really hopeful that that is the case here with the Law Entrepreneur. Sam, welcome. I'm terrifically happy to have you here today. And going forward, I'm really looking forward to it. It's pretty exciting.
I appreciate it, Neil. And I'm super grateful. First of all, thank you so much for the opportunity. I think when we met in 2019 and we were on our first episode, I noticed the things that we were talking about the technology and the tools and growth, pretty much aligned with everything I've been doing on a daily basis. So I have a lot to share, and I promise you'll be in good hands.
You know, it's sort of like when, you know, I bought my first car. Now I'm pretty old. It was a 1973 brand new Plymouth Barracuda. And in those days, you could actually work on your car. You could change your own spark plugs. And I kind of feel like that's the way it is now with technology and the state of the world with respect to building a law firm and building a practice. I'm at the point now where the car is getting to be too advanced for me, and I haven't really kept up with the changes as well as I might. So when I took a little break from recording the podcast in February and tried to decide where do I want to go with this podcast, the overarching idea in my mind was to maybe seek out somebody who is more on the cutting edge than I am. And really, for a lot of years, I was cutting edge. My practice was cutting edge. But now, you know, it advances so fast and so quick, unless you spend a lot of time keeping up with it, you're going to fall a little bit behind. And I felt, to some degree, that's where we were with the Law Entrepreneur. And so when Sam and I then got together to talk about what we might do to move forward together, it was just a natural fit, because Sam is the cutting edge of law practice and development of the modern law firm, whether it be from the virtual law firm, whether it be using social media to market your law firm, whether it's advances in now AI technology. Sam's right on that cutting edge, and so he's the natural fit to take this to the next step. So that's why I'm so excited about the future, Sam.
Yeah, I didn't realize until like a year ago when I started doing these webinars for lawyers every 2 months or so. And, you know, I started talking about Google LSA before Google LSA was released. Then Facebook ads for lawyers 4 or 5 years ago, and funnels and virtual assistants, all this stuff. And I realized one of the last trainings that I did, like, wait a minute, all these things, the common theme is being early in the space, being an early adopter. And for me, just naturally, I don't overthink things. I just learn and I quickly apply, like my life depends on it. And I try to apply, and then whatever results that I get, then I quickly try to pass that off to whoever that's willing to listen, whoever that takes advantage of it over time. You know, I got all that feedback and those case studies back. Thank you so much, Sam, for telling me to do this and that. And you know, when other people started getting results, I'm like, wait, there's something here. And now, good news for your listeners is that's going to be one of our central themes that I think we'll get into a little bit later, is that sharing those cutting edge, early adopters kind of mentality. What's changing? How to stay ahead of it? How as the market becomes more and more saturated, more and more competitive, how to really stand out and thrive during this time? And I think I really do see this opportunity as one of the most life-changing opportunities. And I don't want people to be frightened by it or, you know, scared of it. If anything, it should be happy and grateful for such an opportunity that change is happening. And I'm going to ride the wave on top.
One of the things I think that's interesting is, you know, I couldn't pass the baton, so to speak, if I didn't have an affinity with or a connection to the person that I'm going to pass that baton to. And, you know, one of the things that I like about Sam that I think is similar to my experience is, you know, I didn't overanalyze things either. You know, when I decided to start a practice, said, I think I'm going to start my own practice. That's all the thought I gave. When I decided to start a podcast, I'm like, I think I want to start a podcast. It's all the thought that I gave to it. And I like Sam in that Sam says, I see something that I think can be a benefit to me and to my practice and to the people that listen to me. So let me just jump in and learn along the way and figure it out. And I'm not going to be, you know, paralyzed by self-analysis. Just going to jump in and get it done. And I think that's the entrepreneurial spirit that is embodied in the law entrepreneur. And I can't think of a better person than you, Sam, to take up that mantle.
Appreciate it. I think that kind of mentality with the long-term mindset is what I think what sets us apart, Neil. I think you're in it for the right reasons, especially in a space that, you know, there's a lot of money involved and financial things involved. I think the people that are really in it for the right reasons, people can feel that and sense that. And I'm playing the super long-term game. Essentially, my mindset is if I had all the money in the world, what would I be doing? It would be exactly what I've been doing every single day for the past 9 years. And I think that's the kind of model that you live by.
Well, the other aspect of that is, you know, I always thought of myself as a teacher, not I'm not the best attorney. When I was in the martial arts, I wasn't the best martial artist, but I knew I was a great teacher. And I think one of the things that we did over the past 8 years is we helped educate our listeners on this podcast. And you can't do that if you hold the information and the knowledge internally to yourself. You know, I can't tell you how many times that people have said to me, well, why would you share all that information for free? Why won't you sell it? Why won't you monetize it? And it's just, that's not who I was. That's not the educator I wanted to be. And that's really something about you, Sam, and your organization that I really respect because, I mean, you've given away so much knowledge and so much valuable insight through your experiences that I have to feel good about where this is going because I know that tradition is going to continue.
Now, we would promise, bar none, the most value that you could possibly imagine for your audience. So if you're listening in, you're in for a treat for sure.
So now, Sam, I think you were on the podcast, what, 3 times? Or were you a 4-timer?
Correct. Back in 2019, and it really ties into, again, the early adoption, because in 2019, we were talking about virtual law firm. That was actually the name of the episode, How to Start and Grow a Virtual Law Firm. And at that point, I was already 3-4 years into my virtual law firm practice. And I came and shared my successes with that, leveraging technology and automation to scale the practice. And in 2022, we had our episode in October 26, 2022, talking about acquiring new clients through sales funnels. So that was ahead of its time. And then in 2021, we talked about 5 tools to automate your law firm. So a lot of things about automation. So, you know, a common theme, kind of 2 or 3 years before it became kind of mainstream, talking about those things. And now for the past almost two years, a year and a half at least, it's been a lot of AI and ChatGPT kind of focused about how to apply this AI change that's coming, how to apply it to the practice of law. And I have a lot of practical things that I do on a daily basis, and I pass that off, and I'll be sharing a lot of those with your audience.
So one of the things that I always did on the podcast, and for those listeners who either are reconnecting with us or are new listeners who are excited about going forward with episode 401 and beyond, is I know the backstory of Sam's experience. That's why I had him on the podcast. But if you go back and listen to those podcasts, you'll hear me pose this question, and I'm going to pose it again, Sam, to you. Sam, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are today.
So I'm 36 years old. I live in Los Angeles right now, and I kind of see myself as a legal disruptor. I like thinking, looking at the world differently. I like questioning things. I like efficiency. I like quickness, scalability, automation, leverage. I'm huge into leverage. So all these kind of Silicon Valley kind of mindset, I kind of try to bring that to the legal space. I was personally born in Iran, and the country is doesn't provide that much freedom to a lot of religions. So my family actually left because of religious discrimination. And just a quick little story that I always try to share to show the polar world that we're in is in first grade, they would line us up in the front yard of the school. And for a good 30 minutes, they, every single morning, they basically, for, they would make us chant, "Death to America, death to Israel." And at the time, I knew what Israel was because I'm Jewish. So I would kind of skip over "death to Israel," but the part where it would say "death to America," I would repeat it because I was just told what to do. And I had no association at the time with America. I just knew there was a lot of people, a lot of Jews have left to America. That's all I knew about America, but I don't know. I don't have any association. So I would say that literally, "death to America." And then please don't cut this out of context and say that I said "death to America." But lo and behold, we ended up essentially escaping out of Iran. We actually went to Austria for 4 months to get our, I believe, a green card or visa, whatever that was. I think a visa. And then we came to Los Angeles and been living in Los Angeles since for 25 years now. And it, thankfully, because of all the opportunities and the freedom to be able to work hard, go to good schools, be surrounded with good people, being able to take a path that I'm kind of proud of, which is basically be able to not just grow myself, my own family, but also have a deep desire to help other people. Kind of, I started multiple businesses while I was in middle school and high school. But one of my biggest business achievements when I was in high school was I started a tutoring company. And it was actually my first take at marketing, and I didn't realize this until later. I needed clients for tutoring. So I thought about, like, where would be the best place where I could basically go and market myself? And I realized I could just go create a poster and I could put it in the honors office room. And I thought that if there's honors kids that are looking to get tutored, you know, right? People that are like looking to grow, that'd probably be the best place to place the poster. So I put my poster there with my phone number. And a couple of days later, I get a call. "Hey, can you tutor my son?" "Sure." So I started filling out my schedule. Within a couple of weeks, my entire schedule was completely booked. And for 4 years, pretty much all my hours outside of school was tutoring other students. Then I started continued getting more calls because the my phone number was still up. Then my time was booked. So I started recruiting my own classmates to start tutoring. And I basically had, you know, kind of essentially a business while in high school tutoring middle school students. And that was always my kind of vision. Have like a very successful tutoring company. And then I ended up getting accepted to UCLA. So I basically had to let that go, focus on school. Then I ended up going to law school. I didn't necessarily always wanted to be a lawyer, to be frank, but I'm glad I did, because law school kind of gave me the advantage to be good at writing, to be able to think critically. And pretty much when I was waiting for my bar results to come back, I was working on an employment law firm, and I started questioning life. And I started questioning where my future would be. I was doing a lot of discovery work. I was doing motions and demand letters. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is not what I signed up for. I didn't go through all these years of school to sit here and copy and paste paragraphs and lines from different documents. And even before I was waiting for my bar exam, I'm like, what am I going to be excited for when I do pass? So that's when I started kind of soul searching, and I started asking around, and I basically met somebody who is older than me, who basically went and started his law firm. And the light bulb went off that basically, if he can do it, so can I. And I basically, within 6 months of passing the bar, I basically launched my law firm called Molai Law, which basically at the time we did business law, LLCs and S-Corps and contracts and whatever I could do. So my first year, no idea how to get clients. I had zero clients, but I had a lot of time on my hands. So while everyone else was working, I was sitting at home watching YouTube videos and reading books. But luckily, I was always a doer. So I would read, I would go create the website. I would go read, I would go create SEO pages. I would go read, create a funnels. So just quick learning and adopting of creating websites, SEO. Then I got into Google Ads pretty early in my career. And I think my breakthrough came when I got exposed to sales funnels. And sales funnels was basically just like a system for generating clients. And I looked around and I noticed that there's a lot of funnels in when it comes to coaching space and high ticket and e-commerce. But I'm like, where's the funnels for lawyers? And I realized there isn't such a thing. It hasn't been created. So I created my first funnel for my LLCs. And lo and behold, and when I would turn on, and it was connected to Google Ads, so Google Ads would send the traffic to my funnels, and the funnel would flow them to go to the order form, submit the payment to collect the information that I need for me to be able to file their LLC. And lo and behold, I started getting notifications, ding, payment coming in, $797, $997 coming in. And I'm like, wait a minute, this thing is working. And then I decided to replicate it, to start replicating the funnel. Can I also do this for ITIN numbers, which is the individual taxpayer identification number? So I replicated that same idea, Google Ads, go into a funnel, same idea. Started getting notifications for that, for payments coming in. I'm like, wait a minute, this is so cool. All I have to do is just set up the systems, and the systems are working 24/7, even while I'm sleeping, the clients are coming in. And I started replicating it more and more, other services, whatever I could get my hands on. So it ended up working out well. My first law firm basically ended up generating $1 million within 4 or 5 years. Then and the funnel software that I used to create these funnels was with this tool called ClickFunnels. And when I went to the ClickFunnels conference, is about 6 years ago, I got exposed to this whole world of the online digital space of these young people who are creating these funnels and these systems to be able to make millions of dollars online. I'm like, if these guys can do it for these smaller, obscure niches, then for sure the legal space can apply these things. So when I came back, I started preaching about this for lawyers. And that ended up launching a company called Legal Funnel, which is a perfect name, funnels for lawyers. And I started teaching, being a preacher for lawyers. Hey, yeah. Lawyers, I know everybody's been doing websites and SEO, but there's a better system called funnels. And if you set it up correctly and you follow my recipe, then you could also launch your own funnels. Basically ended up being a coaching program, passing off the systems, the funnels, the emails, the texts, whatever stuff that I could give to for other lawyers to be able to apply this same system. And that was kind of the world I was in 2 or 3 years, every single Friday teaching this rinse and repeat. And I ended up teaching 10 sessions, 10 modules or 10 sessions of this curriculum. And after I did it 10 times, I started getting data. People started asking me about, how do you hire Sam? How do you keep track of your KPIs? How do you do this? And I realized, wait a minute, there's more to it than just funnels. There's also hiring and numbers and scaling and tools and all this other stuff. So I'm like, maybe I should not limit my program to just funnels. Let's rebrand to My Legal Academy. So My Legal Academy is, I believe we're 2 years into My Legal Academy, 2 or almost 3 years maybe. And My Legal Academy has been basically a platform, not just for me to come and teach, but actually the mission has been have other experts come and share their expertise when it comes to growing, scaling, automating, self-development, health, fitness, taxes, anything that comes from that basically taps into the lawyer growing. And while we're doing that, and what we do at My Legal Academy, just to be transparent, is we offer law firm growth implementers. We realize that information, you know, it's a dime a dozen for the most part. You know, we share as much as we can, but the value that we provide is people that are trained with our systems and our trainings who come and implement everything that we share inside the program. So when it comes to generating more clients, we have people that can help you with that. You need to set up your CRM, your automations. We have people to come set up with that. You need help hiring. We have people who know how to hire for you. And it's kind of like a done with you law firm growth implementers that can help you with all aspects of growth. And then while that was going on, while I was thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, there's a bigger world here. There's also the world of people that really need the information and the knowledge and the cutting edge as you shared. And I'm like, I don't want it to just limit it to just the people that are inside of our program that are getting all this value. So we launched a mission called Lawyer Club. And Lawyer Club's mission statement is pretty much just democratizing information, making information free and accessible for any lawyer. Make sure that the information is practical, actionable, valuable to help any lawyers when it comes to anything and any aspect of life, not just law, but life. So that also includes your health, your, you know, being well balanced, protecting your time, being smart, leverage. So that's our mission now at this point. Lawyer Club, again, to give away that value for free. By the way, it's completely for free. But if you want help when it comes to putting these things into application and put into practice, then My Legal Academy comes and helps you with the law firm growth implementers. Proven model, we're 4 years into this mission statement, at least 4 years, maybe even almost 4 or 5 years. And proven formula, we have about, I believe, 80 people that are part of the My Legal Academy growth track with the way where we offered the law firm growth implementers. And now my kind of focus has been sharing the knowledge, giving as much as possible while our team is the one that's actually providing the service of the law firm growth implementers.
Well, what we're clearly trying to and hoping for is that the law entrepreneur becomes a central part of that journey for folks who want to avail themselves of what's available in the Lawyers Club, and also advocates on behalf of My Legal Academy as they try to implement what they've learned in the Lawyers Club. And I want to just point out that, you know, the world is full of folks that want to tell you they have a system and want to share with you how they can make your life better and richer and easier and all these things. But many times it's not based on real world experience. And they're distilling the, you know, their curriculum from what they read, what they see, what they hear. In Sam's case, this is a direct outgrowth of his success. You know, when he says, you know, I started my, you know, my first my law firm, and I had these funnels, and I started getting clients round the clock. You can imagine, if you're an attorney starting up your practice, the excitement of, while I was asleep, I signed up 10 new clients. The immediate thought after that is, how am I going to service 10 new clients? And every day that happens. And so Sam had to figure out how to staff, how to hire, how to create systems. And all of what he shares in the Lawyers Club and all that the facilitators in My Legal Academy help participants with is based on what he's learned hands-on. So this is not a theoretical exercise. It's not a curriculum culled out of public domain. It's hands-on, real world, real life experience distilled in actionable and directly traceable steps. So that's why it has so much value to me. Okay? And I just want to bring out one more thing, Sam. You didn't just stick with one law firm and create the Lawyers Club and My Legal Academy. You also have more than one law firm, and all of them are successful.
Pretty much. I mean, it doesn't take into account the 20, 30 others that didn't go anywhere, at least they're about the tests. But yeah, where I am now is I basically run 4 law firms, and I'm pretty involved with it. These 4 law firms, there are some that are based in California. There are some that are national kind of law firms. And last year was actually 7 law firms, and it was way too much. It was 7 law firms plus My Legal Academy, plus having our second baby, plus having a lawyer conference. And I think it was probably the hardest I ever worked ever in my life. And I peaked, and I think I burned myself out. And I after we had our first lawyer conference, I basically made a promise to myself. I'm like, on the other end, I have to come back, consolidate, cut down on a bunch of stuff, be a lot smarter, because that last year was not sustainable. So I ended up exiting 3 of my law firms. I basically gave up equity. I gave up salaries, salaries that maybe could pay for 3-4 people's salaries. Gave up on that so I could focus on my top 4 law firms. Even out of those 4 law firms, 2 of them do really, 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 really well. And again, I'm an active participant of those law firms. And that has helped me, you know, having concurrent law firms has given me a lot of experience very quickly. You could just imagine how much experience you get with one law firm, let alone imagine 4 different teams, 4 different marketing systems, 4 different KPIs and things. So I'm able to get that experience very quickly. And just to share some numbers, I actually had this big dilemma. I had a life coaching session this morning, and I had this big dilemma. I'm like, I don't like talking about the numbers. At the same time, people kind of need to build the trust and provide the proof.
So the validation.
The validation. So again, I'm just straight up give the disclaimer. I don't like talking about the numbers. I don't love talking about myself. I just do it to make sure that people have the authority or the thing that they know I know what I'm talking about. But 4 law firms, all of them are 7 and 8 figures. 2 of them are 8 figures. We generate 15 to 20,000 leads a month, which comes out to about almost 800 leads a day, which gives me a lot of experience to know what it takes to generate leads, but more importantly, how to sign them up. And the sign up is the hard part. And I think that's what I've been mostly focused on, is the signups. We'll get into the weeds of all these things, by the way, everything that I shared with you, and how to generate them, how to sign them up. Right now, these days, we sign up about 900 clients a month across these 4 law firms. I think I've been able to sign up over 34,000 clients in my lifetime. My first law firm has 3,800 Google reviews. We have over 200 case studies of people who have joined our program and got good results from it. And again, the common theme is anything that I share is not theoretical stuff. And I think that really sets us apart from anyone else. You know, the experience that other people have is just, here's my experience, how I was able to grow my marketing company to get you. So let me give you that experience that you need. And I've learned that the nuances of running a law firm is a lot more complicated and a lot more to it than the nuances of a marketing company or something else. All the nuances that I share is literally hands down. It's the practical stuff about here's the pains that I had about hiring a lawyer or the staff, the intakers. Here's how I was able to incentivize my intakers to get us to 100 clients a month. And here's how I did it. And I think that's where the true value comes from our program is that practical, scalable experience.
At 900 clients a month. I know law firm, entire law firms don't get 900 clients a year. So, I mean, it's really the scale is staggering what you've accomplished. I want to wrap up here, Sam, in this first welcome back and let's head into the future episode of The Law Entrepreneur and just touch on the first 400 episodes. We basically had three themes or three types of guests. You know, we had the successful solo or small firm practitioner who had a lessons learned type story to tell. Then we had the entrepreneur who had a mindset or a skill set that I felt lawyers would be well advised to pay attention to. And then last, we had what I like to refer to as our gadget folks. People had a product or a service that solo and small firm practitioners might find useful in growing their firm. We've sat down and talked about the future of the law entrepreneur and come up with three practical and arching themes going forward. And I wondered if you'd like to take a couple minutes and introduce, since it's going to be largely shifting to you as we go forward, have you introduced the three new themes for the law entrepreneur going forward?
For sure. And as you said, it ties in a lot of what you've already built and spoken about. So if you're a listener, this is going to really resonate with you. And a lot of thought has come to this months and years of thinking about these things to share these three themes with you. Number one is early adoption strategies in a super competitive landscape. I'll be frank with you, it's going to get more and more competitive and harder to get clients and survive in this space, especially with AI coming. But good news is we'll be that source to give you literally the most up-to-date as the week, as it's coming. And then I have our next episode, we'll do a little preview of next episode, what's to come. We'll make sure to give you the most up-to-date of that week, that month, of all those updates. And we'll really speak to those early adopters and those pioneers that we have, that's our audience. Number two, something that you love, Neil, is the tech, the software, the practical tools for daily use, especially to our Mac and Apple lovers. We'll try to have our Microsoft listeners in mind too. But for the most part, I think 80% of it will be talking about all those tools that we use on a daily basis. I'm a huge tech fan and I know Neil is too. We'll share those insights with you, what we're using on a religiously ourselves, how to think about automations, how to think about cybersecurity, practice management softwares, integration, which is huge. I didn't realize how important integrations is these days, Zapier, and pretty much all the latest and the best legal tech tools. And number three, something that's very dear to me, probably even more than anything else, is self-development and the better you and the mindset kind of aspect of life. So I realized as I was doing my coaching program is, you know, I could share all the tools and resources and everything in the world, but if you don't feel good, if you're not in a good mental space, if you're dealing with stuff that are out of your hands, it doesn't matter what kind of resources I can give you. We got to first tap into you as a person first, your energy, your mood, your stability, your emotions, your stress management, your work-life balance. So that will be a big focus for us. And sometimes, you know, a lot of these things, especially when it comes to development, is obvious, but we'll try to be that source of reminder for you to give you that budge. Hey, don't forget about your family. Don't forget about to take some time off. And I always try to, you know, stress those things. So yeah, it's very exciting. I think we couldn't pick three better themes that encompasses what you've already done so far, plus what's expected to come. Again, just to summarize, the early adoption strategies to stay competitive in a very competitive landscape, tech and software for daily use, and number three, self-development and better you and mindset.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this, Sam, and I can't think of anybody better to pass the baton to and to work with, because I'm not going away. You know, it's not going to say, hey, bye. Here's Sam, and I'll see you around in the future. I'm still going to be involved.
Please do. You better
be. I'm still going to be behind the microphone on occasion. Sam and I are going to be coordinating with the guests and helping to shape the podcast as we go forward. So very exciting time. I couldn't be happier. And I'm looking forward to continuing on with the Law Entrepreneur.
For sure. Neil, should we give a little preview for what's to come for the next episode?
Let's do that.
So the episode will be called The Future of Artificial Intelligence, Disruption Galore Coming to the Legal Space, and basically how to survive and thrive during this time. I'll be giving the latest updates from three different sources. One will be from the Singularity AI conference. It was the AI conference that I attended for 3 days just last week. Some really, really good insights that I think will give the competitive advantage from that. Number two will be OpenAI's latest ChatGPT updates. Things are coming quick and fast. So I'll give you what those rollouts are. And number three, Google's AI releases, which is, it's an abundance of stuff that are coming to the Google platform. So really, really value-packed episode for the listener. So make sure to join the next episode. And please, if you can, take a moment, since we have a new initiative, the momentum that we pick from this episode is really crucial for us. If you can, take a moment to think of one person you can share this episode with. If everybody just shares it to at least one person, that will make a huge difference. And guess what? When you do that, I always say this, you add value to somebody else's life. And when you do that, good things happen. So just take a moment, please click on the share button right now and say, hey, I just listened to this podcast. I think you would like it too. And share it with them right now. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Sam. I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Law Entrepreneur. If you found value in the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend. It could help transform their life. To get access to a treasure trove of exclusive free resources for lawyers, go to joinlawyerclub.com. Again, that's joinlawyerclub.com. We'll see you on the next episode.